Astronomers used cosmic radio flashes to find matter that had vanished from the universe. Thousands of split-second radio bursts have helped researchers trace ordinary matter into enormous, nearly invisible clouds around galaxies, much farther out than simulations expected. For decades, astronomers have faced an awkward cosmic accounting problem. The early universe contained a known amount of ordinary matter, the material that makes stars, planets, and people, but only a fraction of it appeared inside the galaxies we can see. The 30-second summary. Researchers combined 2,870 fast radio bursts with the positions of more than 6 million galaxies. The signals indicate that much of the missing ordinary matter sits in very diffuse gas around galaxies and galaxy groups. That gas extends to roughly 4 million light-years from galaxies, farther than many simulations predict. This is not dark matter, and the new map is statistical rather than a photograph of individual clouds. The newly traced gas reaches roughly 4 million light-years from galaxies, while a typical galaxy is only a few hundred thousand light-years across. A cosmic problem hiding in plain sight. Measurements of the early universe tell scientists how much ordinary, or baryonic, matter should exist. Yet stars, galaxies, and visible gas account for only a small part of that inventory. The leading suspicion was that the rest had been blown into the extremely thin space around and between galaxies, where densities can fall to about 1 proton per cubic meter. Directly seeing gas that faint is exceptionally difficult. The CHIME collaboration and an MIT-led team instead treated distant radio flashes as backlights. How a millisecond flash becomes a measuring tool. Fast radio bursts are intense pulses that last only milliseconds. As their radio waves cross ionized material, lower frequency waves are delayed slightly more than higher frequency waves. Astronomers call this measurable stretching dispersion. The team analyzed 2,870 bursts from the second CHIME catalog and compared their dispersion with the positions of more than 6 million galaxies mapped by the Dark Energy Spectroscopic Instrument. If bursts passing galaxy-rich regions were smeared more strongly, the difference would reveal otherwise invisible electrons and therefore ordinary matter. The missing matter looks more like a fountain. The correlation showed that the gas is associated with galaxies and galaxy groups, but it is not packed tightly around them. It forms broad, diffuse envelopes reaching much farther than many simulations expected. That result changes more than a cosmic tally. It suggests that exploding stars, supernova-driven winds, and jets from feeding black holes can push gas to greater distances than models have generally allowed. Galaxies may behave less like closed containers and more like powerful fountains that repeatedly eject and recycle material. Why the result matters. Galaxy simulations must reproduce where matter ends up, not merely how many stars form. If feedback throws gas millions of light-years outward, models of galaxy growth, star formation, and the chemical evolution of the universe may need stronger or differently timed outflows. The study also turns fast radio bursts into a practical probe of the cosmic web. CHIME has already detected thousands of them, and future catalogs should allow researchers to compare the gas around different kinds of galaxies and environments. Before we overstate the result, this does not solve the mystery of dark matter. The researchers map baryonic matter made from familiar particles, while dark matter remains unidentified. The result is also statistical. It combines thousands of bursts and millions of galaxies rather than imaging a particular gas cloud. Its precision depends on catalog selection, models of foreground material, and the still-growing number of well-characterized bursts. What comes next? Larger burst catalogs and better distance measurements could turn this first broad map into a sharper three-dimensional picture. The most revealing test will be whether the gas distribution changes around quiet galaxies, star-forming galaxies, and systems with active black holes. That comparison could show which cosmic engines are actually throwing ordinary matter so far from home.